This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and NATO on Wednesday rejected key Russian security demands for easing tensions over Ukraine, but left open the possibility of future talks with Moscow to discuss other issues like arms control, missile deployments, and ways to prevent military incidents. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that it was not an easy discussion, but that is why the meeting was so important.
They expressed serious concern about the Russian military buildup in and around Ukraine and called on Russia to immediately de-escalate the situation.
The meeting, the first of its kind in more than 2 years, was called amid deep concerns in the West that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. Moscow has around 100,000 combat-ready troops, tanks, and heavy military equipment massed near Ukraine's eastern border. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing calls for his resignation over a party that was held during a coronavirus lockdown. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There was a garden party in May of 2020 at Johnson's Downing Street office.
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologize.
Johnson says he considered it a work event to thank staff for their efforts during the pandemic. Opposition leader Keir Starmer has another view.
It's his defense that he didn't realize he was at a party. It is so ridiculous.
Starmer says the only question left is,
will the British public kick him out? Will his party kick him out? Or will he do the decent thing and resign?
Yeah. Johnson's response,
I regret very much that we did not do things differently.
At the time, Britons were banned by law from meeting more than one person outside their households. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's Director General said Wednesday more than 15 million new cases of COVID-19 were reported globally last week, by far the most new cases reported in a single week since the pandemic began. Speaking at a COVID-19 briefing in Geneva, WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said while the Omicron variant of the virus causes less severe disease than previous variants, it remains a dangerous virus, particularly for those who are unvaccinated.
We must not allow this virus a free ride or wave the white flag, especially when so many people around the world remain unvaccinated.
Ghebreyesus said more transmission means more hospitalization, more death, and more risks of another variant emerging that's even more transmissible and more deadly than Omicron. The COVID-19 case surge in the United States is renewing a nationwide debate over masks. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Any mask is better than no mask.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the best type is the one you will actually wear.
The one you can keep on all day long, that you can tolerate in public indoor settings and tolerate where you need to wear it.
The White House says it's strongly considering options for making high-quality masks available to all Americans. But besides which one to wear, the debate again centers on whether to require them, especially in schools. From Wyoming's capital city to the University of Missouri, mask mandates are being lifted or voted out. The University of Arizona, though, now requires medical-grade masks be worn indoors where there's no social distancing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a bombing Wednesday near the capital's international airport that killed at least 9 people. Mohamed Kaye reports.
Somalia's police force spokesman Al-Fattah Hassan Ali confirmed the casualties were a result of a suicide attacker who detonated a car bomb. He says before they used to target security agencies and government officials, but that is over today, and the target is Somali civilians. Mogadishu Deputy Mayor Aliyeri Ali said he survived the Wednesday attack and that the security agencies have launched an investigation. Terrorist group Al-Shabaab claimed the responsibility for the attack, which it said targeted a convoy carrying foreigners. The claim could not be independently verified. The deadly blast comes just days after Somali leaders agreed to hold long-delayed elections in February after a dispute that widened a rift between the president and the prime minister. Mohamed Kaye for VOA News in Mogadishu, Somalia.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.